Hello?
Hello. My name is George. I am conducting a survey for researchers at Harvard Kennedy School, and I would like to ask you a few questions and your opinion on some issues on the day in Boston. Not much is to know about how people feel and what people think about policing in their neighborhood. We would like to hear from you about your experiences with and perceptions of the Boston Police Department. The survey will only take just a few minutes to complete, as about some sensitive topics. In appreciation for sharing your time and opinion, you will receive a $10 gift card if you complete the survey, and you will also have the opportunity to sign up to participate in a more in-depth follow-up interview for a $50 gift card. We are going to start with some demographic questions. As a reminder, your answers to questions are anonymous. Do you currently live in Boston?
Yes.
Okay. And do you prefer the survey in Spanish or English, if you don't mind me asking?
Not at all. English would be better.
Okay. Well, what's your zip code?
02122.
And what would you say is your gender? Male, female, or something else, non-binary, transgender, gender vibrant, non-confirming?
I would say it's female.
How old are you? Are you between 30, 44, 45, 59, 64, 70, or 75 or older?
What was the one before 75 or older?
It's 60 to 74.
Yeah, I put in there.
Okay. And what would you say is your ethnic or racial background?
White and Irish American.
And what is the highest level of education you have completed? Did you complete high school?
I have a PhD.
Okay. And the next set of questions are about your health and well-being over the past month. In general, would you say that your physical health is poor, fair, good, excellent?
Poor, fair, good, excellent. It's excellent.
And in general, would you say that your mental health is poor, fair, good, excellent?
Good.
Now, we are interested in learning about the quality of sleep over the past month. How often do you have trouble falling asleep? Never, about once per week, a few times a week, every day?
Never.
And how often do you wake up during sleep and have difficulty falling back asleep?
Very rarely.
Would you say about once per week, a few times a week?
No, less than that.
Okay. From the options I have, what do you want me to mark down? Never, once, about once.
Never.
Okay. And how often do you wake up feeling exhausted or fatigued?
I would say about twice a week.
The next set of questions are about how you've been feeling as of late during the past 2 weeks. How often do you... Have you been bothered by the following? Feeling nervous, anxiety, or on the edge? Not at all. Some days more than half the day or nearly every day?
Some days.
Having a little interest or pleasure in doing things?
Some days.
Not being able to control worrying.
Some days.
Feeling down, depressed, or hopeless?
Some days.
Now, I would like to ask you a few questions about how you have been told by a healthcare professional that you have conditions that are common in our society. Have you ever been told by a healthcare professional that you have been any of the following: overweight or obesity? Yes or no, ma'am?
Oh, yes.
Heart attack, angina, or coronary heart disease?
Nope. None of those.
And an emotional and mental health issue like depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, or the like?
I would say...
Yes or no?
Yes.
A substance use disorder?
No.
High blood pressure?
No.
Diabetes?
Yes.
Here are some questions about what you think of your community and the relationship that people in your community have to each other. For the following scenario, please indicate how likely you think it is that your neighbors would act if a serious issue developed in your neighborhood, like a rise in petty crime, the loss of vital city services, or a neighbor who has fallen in hard times. How likely is it that your neighbors would come together and do something about it? Would you say very likely, somewhat likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
I would say somewhat likely.
Have there been social gatherings, get-togethers, like block parties or other gatherings in your neighborhood during the past 6 months? Yes or no?
No.
And thank you for your patience. You're doing great. In the past year, have you considered moving away from this community? Would you say yes or no?
Considered moving away from my house, but not the community. The community keeps me here.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask about the extent to which you agree or disagree with the following statement about how much people of your racial group can trust law enforcement. Law enforcement officers do not take the complaint of people of my racial group seriously. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Is this biracial groups?
No. This is just racial groups. That's what the statement says, ma'am.
Can you read the statement again?
Sure. Law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of people of my racial group seriously.
I would say they do.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Where my racial group is concerned, law enforcement officers are more likely to act aggressively first and ask questions later, if at all. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Can you say it again?
Sure. Where my racial group is concerned, law enforcement officers are more likely to act aggressively first and ask questions later, if at all.
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Disagree. Strongly.
Okay. People of my racial group can trust law enforcement officers.
And what are the options again?
Strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree.
I somewhat agree.
People of my racial group are treated the same way by law enforcement officers as people of other groups.
Strongly disagree.
Law enforcement officers have the best interest of people of my racial group in mind.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
People of my racial group should be suspicious of the criminal justice system.
strongly agree.
In most courts, people of different racial groups receive the same kind of treatment from the judge.
Strongly disagree.
During encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt.
Neither agree nor disagree.
Law enforcement officers treat people of my racial group like animals.
Disagree strongly.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. You can answer these questions yes or no. In the past year, have the police or law enforcement ever stopped and searched any of your friends or family members for no reason? Yes or no?
No.
Been physically abusive to any of your friends or family members?
No.
Been verbally abusive to any of your friends or family members?
No.
The next set of questions are about whether you or anyone in your neighborhood has felt unfairly treated by police. Have you ever felt that the police treated you unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of your race? Yes or no?
No.
Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police treated them unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of their race? Yes or no?
I don't know.
Okay, that's no problem, ma'am. The other one says, have you ever felt that the police stopped or followed you just because of your racial background?
No.
Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that police stopped or followed them just because of their racial background?
I don't know.
We are not interested in the extent of nature of your contact with police or law enforcement, but have you ever had any contact with police or law enforcement? Yes or no?
Yes.
And have you ever had any contact with police or law enforcement in the past year? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes. But the contact wasn't any criminals in my neighborhood group. We have a couple police officers who come every month.
I'll remember, man. We're not interested in the extent or the contact, okay? Remember, all of your answers are anonymous. And thank you again for your patience. Have you ever been arrested? Yes or no?
Yes.
And have you been arrested in the past year? Yes or no?
No.
And have you ever been incarcerated in jail or prison? Yes or no?
Only for a couple of hours.
Have you been incarcerated in jail or prison in the last year? Yes or no?
No. No.
And have you ever been convicted of a crime? Mainly you were found guilty of a crime? Yes or no?
No.
And have any of your friends or family members ever been arrested? Yes or no?
Yes.
And have any of your friends or family members ever been arrested in the last year?
No.
And have any of your friends or family members ever been incarcerated in jail or prison?
Yes.
And have any of your friends or family members been incarcerated in jail or prison in the last year?
No. Well, I don't know. I have a nephew who may have been.
Okay. A bit from the options that I have, what do you want me to mark down, yes or no?
I think yes.
Now, these questions are for respondents who have had contact with police or law enforcement. You can answer these questions yes or no. Have the police or law enforcement ever been verbally abusive to you? Yes or no?
Yes.
Treated you unfairly because how you dress?
No.
Stop and search you for no reason?
Yes.
Accuse you of having or selling drugs?
No.
Followed you for no reason while you were walking or driving?
Yes.
Assumed you are a thief?
No.
Been physically abusively to you?
No.
Pulled you over for no reason while you were driving?
No.
Arrested you for something you did not do?
No.
And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. In the past year, how often have police or law enforcement been verbally abusive to you? Would you say it's been 0 times, 1 to 2 times, 5 to 3 times, 6 to 10 times?
0 times.
Okay. In the past year, how often have police or law enforcement stopped and searched you for no reason? 0 times?
0.
1 to 2 times?
0 times.
Okay.
0 times.
And in the past year, how often have police or law enforcement followed you? 0 times? 1, 2 times? 3, 5 times? Okay.
0.
And thinking about your most memorable encounter with police, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statement. Other events in my life caused me to think about this experience with police. Do you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Neither agree or disagree.
Reminders of the time I was stopped because me to have physical reactions such as swearing, trouble breathing, nausea, or a pounding heart.
None
strongly
of the above.
Disagree. Okay. The other one says, I think about having been stopped even when I do not mean to.
What are the options there?
I have strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat agree or strongly agree.
I'm sorry, can you say it again?
Sure, strongly disagree, somewhat disagree.
So what's the statement?
Neither
what's
agree.
The statement?
Oh, the statement says, I think about having been stopped even when I do not mean to.
No, never.
Do you strongly disagree or somewhat agree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. The other one says, I try not to remember and think about this incident.
Strongly disagree.
Remembering this experience brings back feelings about having been stopped.
You disagree.
My feelings about this incident are kind of numb.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
I try not to talk about the time I was stopped.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Please tell me the extent to which you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about things that have happened since your encounter with police. I sometimes avoid people because I think they might look down on me. Do you strongly agree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
I feel like I can't make any mistakes.
Strongly disagree.
I feel that my family or personal life has never been the same as before.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
My friends have treated me with more respect.
Disagree.
I feel that I am being held to unfair standards related to others.
Disagree.
I would be less likely to apply for a job if I knew that the employer would ask about my past experience with the police.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about how police have impacted you or others you know. Law enforcement actions in my neighborhood have positive effect my desire to host or attend social gatherings there. Strongly agree, strongly disagree, or neither? Agree or disagree?
Neither.
Law enforcement has made my community feel safe.
I would agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
I feel uncomfortable engaging in public display of my culture and identity in areas with a noticeable law enforcement presence.
I disagree strongly with that.
Having contact with law enforcement inspires young people to achieve in school.
I would disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
I would disagree strongly.
I am less likely to call the police when I need.
I would disagree somewhat.
The behavior of young people in my neighborhood has improved because of law enforcement actions.
There haven't been any law enforcement actions.
So do you strongly agree, somewhat agree? Neither agree or disagree, somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I would strongly disagree.
Okay. And we are almost done here. Thank you. Now, we're almost done here. These last few questions are for statistic purposes. What is your current employment status?
I am employed full-time.
And what is your current marital status?
I am married to another woman.
And how many children do you have?
We have no children.
And how many adults, 18 and over, including yourself, live in your household?
Two.
And what is your household total income from all sources? I'll read the categories and just stop me when you hear the right one.
Okay.
Under $20,000 a year. Between $20,000 to $50,000 a year, between $50,000 and $80,000 a year, between $80,000 and $120,000 a year, between $100,000 and $20,000 and $175,000 a year, between $175,000 and $120,000, or $75,000
yeah,
to $150,000.
$175,000.
Okay. And how long? Thank you so much. And how long have you lived in Boston? 0 to 3 years, 4 to 7 years, 8 to 5 years, over 15 years, or all of your life?
Over 15 years.
And what best describes your current living situation? Homeowner?
Homeowner.
Rent? Okay. And have you ever lived in public housing in Boston? Yes or no?
No.
And the last two questions, please give me the names of the two streets that cross closest to your home. For example, if you live in Main Street near the intersection of Elm Street, just say Main Street and Elm Street.
Chester Ave and Dix Street, D-I-X.
What's the first street, ma'am?
Dorchester Avenue.
Dorchester Avenue? You would spell that D-O-R-C-H-E-S. Go ahead.
S-T-E-R.
S-T-E-R, okay. And what's the other?
Dick Street, D-I-X.
Oh, okay. Okay. And my last question, would you be interested in participating in a longer discussion with Harvard researchers about your experience with and perception of Boston police for a $50 gift card? Yes or no?
Would that be something that is remote, or would it be in person?
Yes, they would be calling you, ma'am. Yes.
So it would be on the phone?
Yes, it'd be just like me and you right now on the phone.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Great. I do have your telephone number. I have the best number to contact you would be area code 617-959-7637. Is this right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's and good. Lastly, may I please have just your email so they can contact you?
K-R-E-A-D-Y at msn.com. No, it's not. Oh, I'm sorry. It's K-E-L-R-E-A-D-Y at msn.com. I'm sorry.
You said K-E-L?
Mm-hmm. R-E-A-D-Y.
R-E-A-D-Y. Okay. And this is at
msn.com?
msn.com, okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your weekend. Thank you very much.
How do I get the gift card?
Oh, now that you've finished, they're going to send you the information on how to get it. This is the reason why I asked for your email and your telephone number. Since you're done, as soon as I click on the button and submit this information, they will contact you, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Is there anything else that I can help you with today, Miss?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking my call in. And this concludes our participation. You have yourself a great weekend. Thank you very much.
Yep. Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.